art, comedy, pop culture, and much more. You're listening to ACPN.
Hello, young Swimcast citizens. Space Ghost here, a.k.a. George Lowe, inviting you in for all of the creamy, enjoyable listening goodness. Let's ladle some up right now, shall we?
Everybody, it's that time again. Time for a wonderful Swimcast with our special guests from...
Good evening, America! Welcome to another edition of Adventure Club Podcast. I'm John Galbo, and apparently it's also the Swimcast.
Hey, you fucked up my intro. What the fuck?
What an animal.
Why would you do that, John?
Hello, people of Earth? Wait.
Hello, people of Earth.
Good morning, Vietnam. No, wait.
How do I do this?
Speak your name.
Yeah, so...
Back on track.
For the first time in art, comedy, and pop culture network history, two podcasting titans of the interwebs, Swimcast, the longest-running Adult Swim podcast, where we talk all about Adult Swim and comedy, televised comedy and animated comedy... And also Adventure Club Podcast, where we have a frank discussion about all things popular culture and stuff. And we geek out about different things that we did and saw.
All the stuff and things. Stuff
John, and do stuff. You know where you are right now?
No.
Do you know who you are?
No.
All right, let's continue.
I've finally gone senile.
And... Right now, I'm playing with my cat, Sabrina, and she's way cuter than anybody you've ever met.
Who's on the Swimcast this week, Trish?
Oh, good question. Well, you're here, John. And Ryan is somewhere in the background being quiet and shy.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm here. Hello. Hi.
And then we have our special guests from the Adventure Club podcast, Matt and Jason.
Hello.
Which technically they're not. They're guests of Swimcast, and you two are guests of Adventure Club.
Oh,
and
wow!
And I'm John.
Wait, is this some kind of weird five way? I mean, I'm okay with it. Don't get me wrong.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna try and explain this as briefly as I can, which is probably not.
Oh no.
So. 12 years ago, I made a podcast about Adult Swim, and it's awesome, and we've done it, the end. And then we started doing, like, four-hour shows where we just talked about nonsense, and I'm like, well, I really don't want to do that. I would rather do a different show, and thus Adventure Club came to fruition, like, 8 years ago. And oddly enough, they both share anniversaries on this month of June.
Ooh. So do I.
Man, I've got a birthday in June.
Oh, nice. I just celebrated 9 years of marriage.
Wow.
On Sunday.
Well, so, congratulations to you, and also happy birthday to Ryan.
Big month awesome. For everybody.
Happy anniversary, ACPN, then Adventure Club and Swimcast. Mm-hmm. So basically two groups of people asking me to do a podcast this week, and I'm like, you know what? I'm exhausted. I have sleep apnea now. I'm still waiting for my CPAP machine.
Dude, once you get the CPAP, it's fucking amazing. Aside from last night, like, I fall asleep, like, right away. and I sleep throughout the night and I don't stop breathing in my sleep, which is really nice.
Cool.
So is it really like once you go CPAP, you don't go back?
It's true. It's true.
Something like that.
So yeah, I basically the fact that I never wanted to cross-pollinate the podcast that I do, I decided to pull the trigger on that. And here we are.
We're the heroes of the universe.
Good show tonight, guys.
Yes, good job. Good job.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
Mission accomplished.
Good night, folks. We've already got a yawn. Okay.
Oh, so boy. I think we'll do some joint stuff first, and then I think we've agreed that the first half will be
joint stuff.
The first half will be Swimcast and the second half will be Adventure Club. So, Trish, ask your question to these fine gentlemen of Adventure Club, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, Matt.
Hello.
What is your favorite kind of cat and why? And you cannot say a dead cat.
God damn, that's dark.
Dana Snyder's answer was a dead cat. And he was like, if you come clean up the 3,000 pounds of feral cat shit in my yard, I'll tell you my real answer. So I did that, but I still haven't gotten his answer.
That's fair. We talked cats when I met and got to drink with Dana last month at GalaxyCon in Richmond.
Oh, wow.
And we learned about his cat fetish-ish. But my favorite type of cat, I'm a big fan of the Burmese cat.
Ooh.
Black cats?
No, Burmese. It's kind of like a Siamese, but not the hairless type.
Siamese aren't hairless. Oh, but Burmese are hairless.
No, the Burmese aren't hairless. The Siamese are. Yeah.
No, Siamese aren't hairless.
They are.
Wait, now I have to look this up because it's going to drive me crazy.
Siamese cats are hairless. The Burmese and Tonkinese have hair.
No.
Because we have one coming at the end of July.
I don't have a cat.
No.
So my cat died in January. Domestic short hair. She was a Russian blue.
Oh, and, I'm so sorry.
So his favorite cat literally is a dead cat.
No, well.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, you really kind of opened the wound there. Thanks.
Oh. Poor Knuckles.
Oh, I miss my girl, Knuckles.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, we are getting another cat end of July, beginning of August. The guy we're getting it from had a litter about a month ago now. So, and it's a Burmese, so it's kind of like a light tan with kind of dark spot on the head.
Oh, like a Himalayan?
But short hair.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think we have one of those that comes into our yard all the time. Wait, no.
Yeah, just look up Burmese cat. So they have the kind of the darker ones, but also the sable, which is the lighter one with the darker face.
I don't know. All I see are black cats. Oh, wait. Chocolate British European male. Oh, I see. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So that's my current go-to because we're getting one of those.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Me? All I ever have are black cats. They come to me like they know who I am. They're like, you're the black cat lady, right? And I'm like, oh, of course. I will be any kind of lady you want me to. Just love me. And they're like, okay, I'm going to be really lovey to you for the next 5 minutes, and then I'm going to treat you like shit for the next 20 years. Jason, what is your favorite kind of cat and why?
Oh, whatever cat I own, because they're always awesome.
Good answer.
What do you own right now, Jason?
A little tuxedo mutt boy.
Awesome.
To replace the little tuxedo mutt boy we had.
Like the domestic short hair, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have no exact preference. Just as long as they're cool. I mean,
as long as it's cats.
I've had asshole cats in my life too. Yeah, there's a way to appreciate them, I guess. I think the worst is gross cats. Anything with discharge, that's an issue.
Wow.
I grew up with some snotty Persians, and that was not fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that we've got the cat question out of the way, how about the Adventure Club question?
Oh, now back to you, John.
What's everyone drinking tonight?
Ooh.
Good question.
Water? Okay.
Water.
I got a rum and Coke here.
Nice.
Yep.
What kind of rum?
It's a Sailor Jerry. So it's like that. It's good. It's good. I like it.
Oh, Adam likes that kind.
Yeah.
Are you mixing it with anything or just shooting it straight?
I got Coke. I had Jimmy John's earlier delivered. They're a bit later than I was anticipating, and I got the large Coke with that, and I was like, you know what? This needs some alcohol, so I ran to my kitchen. I put some, so it's actually just out of like a fast food cup. I'm drinking it out of.
Yes. Classy as fuck.
I'm classy.
Classy AF, hashtag. All right.
Is it paper or plastic?
It's a paper.
Ooh, so yeah.
You're styrofoam. That's serious class right there.
Oh god, that's 7-Eleven status. Not even. That's corner store. Stop and Rob. Mm.
The good stuff. I'm drinking a triple IPA from Trogs Brewery. It's 11% double hopped IPA. Nice and citrusy. Quite good, refreshing. We'll get you drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely awesome. I love IPAs.
Mm-hmm. John?
Jason?
Is he trying to go last? I don't know.
Yeah. Jason, go ahead.
Just my typical Diet Dr. Pepper.
With Kraken? Nice.
With nothing. No Kraken.
Oh, wow.
With tequila.
I got to work still.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Someone's being responsible. John?
I found buried treasure in the back of my closet of
cat shit.
Booze. Yes. Liquid cat shit.
And ammonia or something?
And the blood of my enemies. No, it's Coney Island Brewery Mermaid Pilsner.
What?
Fun.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's
from Coney Island Brewery, so
come on.
It's like an IPA, I guess.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's a Pilsner.
It tastes pretty good.
A Pilsner, that's not an IPA, John.
I don't know beer.
I don't know.
IPAs are really bitter.
Or hoppy, or...
Yeah.
Maybe it is an IPA.
But not if it's a Pilsner. If it says Pilsner, it's not an IPA. Fuck.
Oh, we need a beer podcast.
God damn it, John.
Holy shit. Educate the man.
I can't. I've given up on him. Ryan, do you want to help?
I got this new Budweiser. It's an IPA, I think.
Come on, give me more credit than that.
I got a Yingling lager. I think it's an IPA.
Oh my god, I missed Yingling.
Really?
Yeah. I read something the other day about Yingling, and I'm like, you know what? No.
Are they anti-gay?
Very much so. They're Trump supporters. Very much.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say the thing I said last time, but I won't say it because we don't say the R word anymore.
Thank you.
Wait, what is that? I've got so many guesses here. There's a lot of R words.
T-A-R-D.
Racist.
Oh, okay.
We don't say racist.
Yeah. So we don't say racist. The CEO of Yingling is a huge Trump donator and supporter.
A mega.
Being from PA, like my extended family all drinks Yingling because that's what they serve up there, even though it's not good.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I prefer Victory, which is also PA and not Trump supporter. So, you know.
Yeah, like I got really into Yingling when I was living in Maryland, and now I live in California, so I've been like missing lager because all we have out here are IPAs.
Dude, but California has some of the best breweries in the country. California, Oregon, Seattle. You've got great breweries out there, though.
The state of Seattle.
There's one Hexagenia that I like. But I don't know. Like they don't have like lagers and stuff out here. It's all IPAs. It's a thing now. It's like the trend.
Not very true.
This is definitely not an IPA.
Well, no, that's a lager.
Right. It's a mermaid. It's a Pilsner.
Pilsner.
Yeah. Mermaids, those mysterious aquatic lovelies, have popped up all over the world in legend since 1000 BC. No scientific evidence has ever surfaced to support their existence, but we're not ones to argue with folklore.
There's a whole documentary about it, man.
It literally says Pilsner on it.
About the Little Mermaid?
about mermaids, that stupid horse shit fake documentary that they showed a couple years ago.
Wait, the one that aired on Paramount?
Was it on that or like Discovery Channel even?
I'm thinking of the reboot of the movie.
No, like an actual documentary.
Oh. Anyway, Adult Swim.
Yeah.
So, Adult Swim.
There's a pseudo network out there that provides entertainment for adults that refuse to grow up.
Tell us about it, John.
I will tell you about Adult Swim because I get all the East Coast channels now, so I can watch all the good shows like early in the evening.
What do you have? DirecTV?
Dish.
Oh. Sling does it, or what the hell do we? Yeah, well, Sling has early access as well, but they also have all like
I think they did.
Access too.
I had Sling for like a month.
So my problem with Sling TV is I can't see it without thinking of Ron Swanson doing the Sling commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You like to sling?
My first time I cried. Mm-hmm. And what's her name? Megan Mullaney?
His wife.
Yeah.
Mullally, I think.
They're fucking brilliant. I love those.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, they've both been on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, no, Mullally is the aunt, right?
Yep. Yeah, Gail.
Yes. She is brilliant. I think she is awesome. Have you ever seen any of their stand-up together?
No.
My wife had me watch the Hulu special they did. My wife.
Yes.
Had me watch the Hulu special they did, the Summer of 69.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's silly.
I love them both. I would like to take some time off and just go do some woodworking with, what's his name? I feel like that would be fun. Yes. Mm-hmm. I would grow my beard out. We would, you know, plane some wood together, and it would be cool.
Now, did they meet on Parks and Rec, or were they married before that?
They were married before that, because that was kind of the joke. She was Tammy too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of the joke. They were already married, I believe.
I love my favorite episode of that show is where Ron has the cornrows. And they've gotten back together, and they're like having sex in a jail cell.
I love that show. I was happy when he was with Xena.
Yeah, Lucy Lawless.
So she's awesome. I met her at Dragon Con, and I've seen her at Dragon Con a few times. She's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those few people that I just think it like transcends everything. Lucy Lawless is the shit.
Did you see her in Flight of the Conchords season 2? She played the Prime Minister's assistant.
Oh, God.
Yes. Also, Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love that show.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a brilliant show.
I got to finish watching that.
It's all on Netflix now, I believe.
Oh, nice. And I have no excuse.
Yeah, no. It's a brilliant show.
Yeah.
And Bruce Campbell is still fucking Bruce Campbell.
He is.
Who's Bruce Campbell?
He was. Might know him.
Really?
From,
wait. Hold on. Really? Okay. No, I gotta go right now. I can't.
I guess I won't give her any hint. I was about to give her a hell of a good hint relating to Adult Swim, but
Briscoe
I guess I
County
won't.
Briscoe County Jr. Come on.
Yeah. Chicken Biddle.
Yeah, Chicken Biddle. That's what I was gonna say.
All right.
From the Aqua Teen movie.
Oh.
But he also, I mean, you know, like Evil Dead, that whole
Army of Darkness.
I never watched any of that.
Oh,
I don't like zombies. Because
right now, what is it? Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed right now.
I know, me too. I almost think we should just send the cast right now.
Yeah,
highly unfortunate.
I mean, Bubba Hotep. Everyone knows Bubba Hotep.
This idea crashed and burned.
John, thanks for putting this together.
Wow,
I'm out.
We have so much in common, not.
Well, hey, we're all cat lovers.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'll forgive you for that one.
So I was going to say, throwing it back to Adult Swim, Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman were also in Children's Hospital.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was the chief, and then he was the...
That's right.
cop that was with, I think it was it, Rob Hubel's character?
The gun with the cancer bullets.
Yep.
Fucking, what's his face? That was Red. From fucking.
Help
me.
The pharma 70s? Guy.
Oh.
Yeah, from that 70s show.
Yeah, he was the pharma.
The guy from the pharma, Big Pharma. With the cancer bullets. God damn it. Sorry.
All right.
You were
then.
Saying. Yeah. Anyway, Nick Offerman, so, who did he play on there?
He was the cop.
Something big happened on Friday.
Yeah, and I messed up.
It was the season finale of Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
That's all right. John's never seen any of it.
Yeah. They had a message. There was a message in that episode.
Trish, could you tell us about this? Yeah,
kind of, sort of.
John, are you okay with it? Are you going to cry?
Do it. No.
I'm just going to leave the room.
John, we'll call you back in a half an hour. Go ahead, Trish.
Okay, I'll leave. Bye.
So Gary was trying to do some things for the aborted fetuses and the dead babies that are in hell because they were never baptized. And he was giving them bubble wrap and they were enjoying it. And then Claude, I think, came along and took it away. And,
well, yeah, it's an office. People are trying to work. I mean,
come on, yeah. Right? One of the fetuses shot Gary in the dick.
It was the hip, but yes. Depending on who you ask.
Well, it was bleeding to his dick, so.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And so Gary's in rehab, and Satan walks by, and he's like, you know, you got shot in the dick, and he's like, it was the hip. And Satan's like, yeah, you're embarrassed, but it was the dick. And he's like, we're all rooting for you, Gary. And Claude's like, we're making bracelets. And Gary's like, really? And he's like, no, I hate you. But the whole episode was really interesting. It was like their take on gun control. And Satan wanted to enhance gun control, so he just made guns for free for everybody.
Everybody gets a gun.
So these little fetuses, like, went around killing abortion doctors, and I think they shot Claude. And Claude shot one of them.
All right, so what was the overall message?
Guns are bad.
I don't know.
Are guns bad or dicks bad? I'm not sure which.
I don't know what the message is. I don't know.
Like, if you give a gun to just anybody, he may shoot you in the dick because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair.
And all little abortions go to hell and get guns and
yeah,
people in the dick.
I'm so confused right now. But also slightly aroused. I don't know. I'm confused.
Yes.
And then there was a second episode. There was a second episode where Gary and Satan want to write a horror movie together.
Oh, yes.
So
Satan
takes them all to a cabin in the woods. And Satan's wearing a sweater. And people start to die. And then they realize Gary's planning this whole thing all along, where they're writing the movie and then there's actually a killer out there killing them. So everybody starts to commit suicide. So that they die before they get killed by the killer and they don't have to be a part of the story anymore. And that was kind of hard to watch because it was some gun to the head kind of stuff. And I can't handle that anymore.
Oh, that's a great juxtaposition too. Is that's the way that whole plot is resolved, is everybody shooting themselves in the mouth. And then the exact next episode is about gun violence.
Well, no, like that episode came after the gun violence episode, which I thought
right,
was
but weird. They're right next to each other. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, guys,
I know.
It's that's the one of the best things about the show is not like the double standard, but like the backhandedness of it. Like all these good things happen, but or good things and bad things, but it all happens in hell. It's like the reason everything has that like dark twist, and even if it was inadvertent, it fits perfectly. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what would happen, because you would talk about gun violence and then walk out of the room and get shot, because it's hell.
True.
I love it.
I just keep thinking of the party hole.
That was probably the best episode of the season.
This season has been insane.
It has.
Yeah, and the, it's and been the foot really god. Good.
The foot cult.
Something I did want to point out, though, Satan shaved his beard, and I don't like him as
I
much.
I saw that in the clip too. Wasn't he clean shaven in the pilot?
Yeah,
I don't.
There's
remember,
been a couple times,
but he
and it's
doesn't
very disconcerting.
Look. He doesn't look bored and dejected enough. He looks happy, and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want Matt Servito happy or anything.
No.
Yeah.
He just, he looked so depressed, and it was so sexy. And now he just looks happy, and I'm like, eh.
Not interested.
Rest in peace, Matt Servito.
Like the lady boner went down.
Mm-hmm. The lady boner is flaccid.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so I should explain. Trish has the hots for Satan.
And Carl. Oh my God.
And Carl.
Wait,
and
which Carl?
Carl and Hannibal Lecter.
Carl.
Brontana Lotalewski?
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, wish I was a Russian bride.
I mean, that's I kind of have
I grew them in my throat.
Let's be honest.
Tonight!
Did you write that yourself?
Ba-dong, ba-ding, dong, ba-down, ba-down.
Wreck you all night long.
That's from the live album.
Yeah, I mean, really, who doesn't want, you know, a whole bunch of Carl up in them?
I suppose.
Yeah, no, really. Yeah.
I love Carl.
I kind of do.
Body baby.
To the break
Carl,
of
Carl, Satan, and Hannibal Lecter are my freebies. Wow. I don't think my husband is, like, okay with it, but I don't care.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I've told Jen, you know, it's straight as hell, but Dave Willis is on my list.
Mm. No, I don't want Dave Willis. I just want Carl.
I'm just saying, I do. In character or not, it's all.
Just do the voice.
Yes. Yeah. No, just be Barry for me.
How many times has Trish done that on this show?
We'll have
Dave on as a guest. Just do the Carl voice.
Oh. Really?
Oh.
I need a minute. Okay. I mean, if he came on and did Barry, I would need a minute. I'm going to be honest here, you know.
What about other Barry?
No, Barry 2.0. Current Barry. Or was it Barry 6? Current Barry.
I have to start watching. I have a DVR'd.
So, all right. We should talk about Archer, I believe.
Okay.
Because
I haven't watched it this season.
The best Adult Swim show.
Except for...
Well, you talk about non-Adult Swim shows like Archer and Bob's and...
Just adult animation. Yeah.
So, last season of Archer, the was that the jungle horror thing or whatever?
Yeah, Danger Island. Yeah.
Not good. Not good at all. I could not get into it.
Oh, no, I liked it.
I watched 3 episodes and I'm like, I just forgot about it. It just didn't... Like, I miss ISIS. Which is a horrible thing to say. I realized that as I just said that out loud. But you know what I mean.
I know. Yeah, the organization, yeah.
And it's funny how they came up with it before anyone knew that organization. It's kind of, and I pointed this out to Adam Reed, the co-creator. I'm like, this is like the second time you guys have done an animated show where, like, you've done something and then something bad has happened.
What was the first?
Frisky Dingo season 2, when they came back and Killface was running for president.
Right.
They had him in a Michael Vick jersey at some point.
Oh, okay.
I thought that happened after Michael Vick.
Nope.
Oh. Maybe Adam Reed is psychic, but he only sees horrible things.
And he doesn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, did not know that. So I didn't really get into the whole Danger Island one. I missed the whole spy thing, but I am watching this season, the Archer 1999 or whatever it is.
Well, this is the last season.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is, it's actually pretty good. And it starts off with Barry. So I love Barry. He is my favorite character on that show. So Dave Willis works for me. Yes. He gets me there. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah.
Respect. Two of you. Respect.
What's that, Jason?
Well, that's two of you.
Yeah, yeah. How about you? What gets you there, Jason?
I'll get back to you.
All right, Ryan, you're next. What gets you there?
Oh, like cartoon-wise or just...
Actors, cartoonists. Actors,
I get.
Voices.
Cartoon characters, anything. Voices.
What does it for you?
I don't know.
Give me your deepest, darkest secret. What does it for you?
We're going deep tonight.
Oh, yeah. No holds barred.
Balls deep.
Oh, no, yes.
No holes barred.
No holes.
You said?
We got no holes barred from this joint.
Right. You know, I guess my cousin got me into TIGTON recently. He's kind of a bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, I watched that on the plane.
It took me a couple episodes to get into it, get on the frequency, because, man.
Yeah, it is a crazy show, but like I think it took a couple episodes for me too. But I think it was either the Ugly Unicorn one or the one where I forget what it was.
The wine.
But yeah. What?
The wine.
Yeah.
Wine pirates.
Oh yeah, the wine pirates. I think that might have been what definitely did it for me, because I was like,
I think it was something like, I had seen the pilot.
Yeah.
It was like too serious in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, this is not funny. Like, but then it's once they like hit their stride. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's magic.
It is.
Especially if you are like a fantasy fan.
Yeah.
Like Lord of the Rings, etc. Like.
Absolutely. I do gaming once a week with my friends. So.
Oh yeah. Tabletop and
tabletop and whatever. Yeah. So yeah, so a couple episodes in, and I'm like, yes, I love this. Is my shit. Yes.
Yep. I got a theme for next week's game. We're doing TIGTON. Oh, God.
Wine vampires await.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
You know, it's funny. I always wanted to do some board gaming, D&D type stuff. I was raised in a horrible Christian family that thought that was all of the devil. So I've recently started doing D&D with some friends of mine, and it is a lot of fun.
It is.
I've never done it before, but this is brilliant.
Is it devilish?
Well, I mean, I feel a little closer to Satan, but not really that much, you know? Like, yeah, I can't really... Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, though, and I really wish I did this as a child growing up. It would have been... probably good for my development.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
Throwing it back to Swim, you know they are coming out with a Rick and Morty version.
Of?
D&D.
Coming out with a rule book?
I don't know if it's a
like an actual
book,
like books and all? Yeah.
I think
interesting.
So.
That'd be worth checking out. There's been a lot of those like adaptations lately for video games that haven't worked out, though. Like the Fallout one. Ended up being garbage.
Well, I forget what company that is. They're weird.
I mean, Fallout hasn't done anything good since 3 in New Vegas. Come on, let's be honest.
Stop.
You played 4 for like 800 hours, you dickweed.
600 hours. Come on.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good, but I played it because I felt like I needed to.
Well, yeah.
And 76 was free last week. I don't know what the hell is up with you.
76 is horrible. Come on.
No.
It is a hollow experience.
I would rather play Division 2.
It's great when you want to like just jump into a game, get the Fallout vibes, but not play the story.
Because there's no story yet.
Because there is no story.
It's like Fallout is the story.
It's suffering from the Destiny syndrome. You know, they came out with the game and they said, okay, well, what is this? We have no idea. Let our customers tell us what it is. And now they're doing that. And then they're adding NPCs that are humans.
They're doing the underpants gnome process.
Yep.
So step one, make a game. Step two, step three, profit.
Mm-hmm.
Just works.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just, it's not worth my money.
OK. Okay.
Can't do it.
It's free last week.
Yeah, you know what's free? Apex Legends, John. You should play that with me.
Yeah, no shit.
Now that is a fun one.
It really is.
I don't know what that means.
You play, Ryan?
Yeah, I play.
It's fun as hell, isn't it? And it's one of the best... what the fuck are those games called?
Battle Royale type.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the best Battle Royale game type there is.
Fallout has a Battle Royale now.
Shut up, John.
I smell a video game podcast.
Oh, wait. I feel like we used to know someone who did a video game podcast. But...
Weird. The Whack Podcast?
Yeah, no. Jason, who was that? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know because, I mean, you guys can't even say the name right. Never listened to a single episode, but, you know,
I listened to the Unipiper episode.
Shit, I was on that, man. I listened to all of it.
I think I listened to that episode.
Funny stories.
Sorry, Ryan and Trish. We have a little internal thing here. Jason is a little bit sensitive because he stopped doing his podcast, even though we all listened to it.
Bullshit.
Oh, and the one that you did live from the Portland Podcast Network thing.
Correct. Right. I remember that. That was awesome.
The inaugural Portland Podcast Festival.
Were you on Funimation at that point or something? What podcast?
No, what's it called?
Maximum Fun?
Never Not Funny?
Oh,
I can't. No. I'm not plugging them anymore because they're bastards.
Don't plug anybody.
Don't plug anyone. No, plug the Swimcast. There you go.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of Swimcast, Trish, what's next?
Trish, lead us, please.
Gateway drug for everybody.
I had 9 bowel movements.
Oh. And consequently, you had diamonds, the signs of Volkswagens, and things like that.
Yeah.
I want to put it out there. RIP, Harry Goss. We miss you.
Yes.
Yes. And RIP, the guy I was just quoting.
Riley Martin?
Riley Martin. Thank you.
Friend.
We didn't address this last time because it's probably not true.
Well, we didn't address it last time because a site that I wouldn't trust the guy as far as I could throw him because of shady tactics trying to do stuff had posted a rumor mill about, we heard this on Joe Rogan's podcast. John Witherspoon, who played Grandpa on Boondock, says they're in pre-production. I'm like, well, how is that breaking news? Like, you know, Tom Holland could come out and go, oh, yeah, we're doing Spider-Man 4. It's in pre-production. It's like 3 hasn't even come out yet. You can't, you know, let it breathe. So then after stewing a bit, then I saw that a few of the other outlets picked it up because they, I guess, heard the podcast as well. So it's like IGN is reporting this. Comicbook.com is reporting this. I'm like, you know what? I'm still not bothering with this, but whatever. And then finally, I think I said, okay, fine. I'll bother with it.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So my dear friend, Angria, who is the shortest and most angriest person I've ever met.
Oh, for reason. I like him short and angry.
She's single.
I'm not.
Oh, right. You said that.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone single?
Multi-year engagement.
I don't know anyone.
I do know someone who's single.
My brother is, but I would not. But okay, my brother, Phil.
Anyway,
we're going off a tangent here.
Phil and Andrea would have been great together. My mom begged them to get together, but they never did. But anyway, Angria posted Cooking for Poor People with John Witherspoon.
Right.
And it is hilarious.
Oh, cool.
It's on YouTube. He made it in 2014. Huh. He cooks things like barbecue or hot wings and chili and all kinds of stuff. And it's really funny. Huh. So I highly recommend it.
All right. It's worth checking out.
That reminds me of the time Riley Martin did a cooking video.
He did?
Yep.
What did he cook?
I'll post in the show notes. I think he cooked rice and beans.
Oh.
So curious, how old is your single friend? Because my single friend is 37.
33.
Okay.
Do
Do they live in Washington, D.C.?
No.
No.
Oh. Well,
problem solved.
I mean, Alexandria, Virginia, which is basically D.C.
Yeah, still not.
He is a lawyer. Successful. I'm trying to hook him up here. Anybody? No? Yeah. Okay.
Is he like, she
welcome
she
to
likes...
Tindercast.
Tindercast.
She likes men with meat on them. Does he have meat on him?
So he's like maybe 5'7". Dude's got a six pack. He's a runner, martial artist. I don't know what to tell you.
Does this count as the Adventure Club or the Swimcast?
Yes, John. Yes.
I want to make a reality show called Get Angria a Man.
See, I really want to make a reality show called Get Dan a Woman.
I want to see a reality show called Make Jason Money.
I want to see a reality show called John Wants to Stay on Track and Go to Bed in 30 minutes.
So or one less. Of these won't happen.
Sorry,
tonight.
John, that was
guess
canceled in the pilot
is.
Phase.
Yeah. Ryan, we haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What do you have to say about this topic?
Do I weigh in on the Tinder topic?
Yes. Would you like to meet Dan?
Sure. I mean, I'm in Wisconsin, so it's a bit of a travel.
Long distance relationship, no problem.
I'll send him out there. He'll be like, hey, how are you, hoser? They speak that way in Wisconsin, right?
Wow.
All right.
So yeah, our last up north Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay. Our last piece of Adult Swim news, and then we can do whatever we want to do from that point. Adult Swim announced their Adult Swim Festival that they did last year in California. Well, they're doing it again, only it's not October, it's November. And the interesting part about it is it's going to be the first time in, like, I don't know how long that Death Clock is going to perform.
Ooh.
Saw that.
Yeah, I guess, and I mentioned this the other day, maybe Swim and Brendan are on good terms again.
One could dream.
Why would they be on bad terms? Is this something I don't know?
Because it's a creative and a corporation?
Yeah, well, he kind of... I've heard rumblings that he kind of fudged things up with Swim when he did that. Like, they gave him a ton of money to do one final season of the show, and then he turned around and decided, hey, I'm going to do a shitty rock opera.
Huh.
And I've only watched it once. I didn't really like it.
So it really was a shitty rock opera.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
And it didn't have any finality to it, so, you know, that's why people are in an uproar.
It's fair enough.
Marching in the streets.
Just about.
Yeah, I think I only watched it once, too, now that you mention it. I'm trying to think if I went back and rewatched it.
I watched it on a plane ride, I think, to L.A.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? I don't, like, it's funny, but it's not, like, it doesn't feel like a Death Clock episode.
I was hoping that at some point I know they're a band and they like this thing and it's a rock opera, but I was hoping at some point they'd take a break in the music and get some, like, some of that back and forth, you know, dialogue between the band members and stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's what...
songs, yeah. And it just was, like, you know, song after, you know?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Even Disney movies have a better balance.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, I guess, like, Death Clock, you love that, like, they're kind of idiots, and you like when they, like, do that back and forth, but the whole thing's, like, see, you know, I think it almost took itself too seriously for Metalocalypse, if that makes sense.
That might be it. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Because normally, like, they, you know, they have, like, that whole overarching plot, but normally you see the band members, and you're like, oh, but these guys are just, you know...
There's a plot going on around them.
Once they got involved with the main plot, that's where I think it kind of, you know, I think it was funny when there was, like, a plot going on around them that they were just totally oblivious to. Maybe I don't know.
No,
I think you're onto something there,
because the government's always been out to get them, and they honestly don't know.
No, they exactly. were just such dicks.
You know, I think those earlier seasons were, like, the best before they knew, like, anything that was going on, and, like,
yes.
they always thought, oh, they're on to us, and they actually weren't onto them with no. whatever they were doing, you know? I know, I've been drinking.
That's a good
show. So, yeah. That's the best.
Wait, you've been drinking?
Drinking and thinking, so.
All right.
Oh, no. Drinking. Oh, no. Oh, boy. It's.
I appreciate you well. Even more right now.
Here I go drinking again.
Don't do either one of them too much. Oh.
Okay, so we got through our Adult Swim topic, so free for all time.
Real quick, it's Andrea's birthday today.
Who's
Happy
Andrea?
Birthday, Andrea.
Who's Andrea? Huh?
Her Angria. Friend.
Is she on the call? Hello?
No.
Hi, Andrea. You're on the call with Jason Chevron here.
Hey, you got any sangria over there, man?
Happy birthday.
Jason, are you single?
No, I am quite married.
He's heavily married.
I think nice. I have the longest tenure as well.
You definitely do. I mean, Jen and I have been together for 10 years, but you've been married for like...
I've been married for like almost 10.
70.
It'll be, it's 8 years in October.
It'll be 90 billion years.
I mean, we've lived together for about 10 years now. We're going to get married like next year, I think.
But, aww. Yeah.
It's like, God, it just hit me. It's like freaking Pam and what's his face in the office. No, Rory, her first man.
Roy?
Roy.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah.
That was their deal.
Well, no, we're actually going to get married, though.
Uh-huh. They?
I thought you were going to get married the month or two before I did.
Oh, God, no. You just, like, jumped right into it, man.
Well, I spent 2 years...
I mean, you were, like, dating for, what, 2 weeks, and then you got married?
No. We got married on our fifth anniversary.
So, we've made an incredible life decision. So, this is going to be my last Dragon Con this year.
Aww.
I thought he was going to say this is his last episode of the podcast.
Guys, I have to tell you something.
This is rough.
You have to talk. No.
So,
I'm not ready for this. That's right.
I'm going to Dragon
Con.
This is
the talk?
Shut up, both of you. So I'm going to Dragon Con in August. This is going to be my last one, and we're most likely getting married next fall.
Getting married?
Married.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Hey. As long as Ving Rhames is there, it's cool. But yeah, so I think a whole era of Dragon Con is ending.
Welcome to my world, bitch.
Aww.
Dude, you ended yours like years ago.
Because I needed money for a wedding I was planning.
Right, so that's exactly why.
You're welcome.
No, don't.
Yeah,
stop
buying statuettes of shit.
I don't. What? I'm not. What are you talking about?
How much money can you spend at a con? You buy a ticket, you don't buy shit. It's like $60.
So if you go to Dragon Con, it's only, what, $90 for the 3-day thing, but you have to fly down there, you have to get the fucking hotel.
Oh, yeah,
you're there, I mean, for...
Not the R word.
Oh,
he said the bad word.
Shame.
Come on, Venture Brothers. He said the bad word. No?
He said bad word.
Are we not?
I keep accidentally muting myself.
You really should join the conversation because we miss you.
You know,
I'm just really tired. I didn't sleep well last night.
Either. That's the theme of the week. Everybody's tired and drunk.
You should tell us about this. Why didn't you sleep well last night?
You know, I don't really know. I think it was
shame.
What the hell was that?
Shame.
Oh
shame.
God, John.
Shame.
No.
John's got an app. Oh, God.
Okay,
no, I put on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Please, tell us about it.
Hello?
This is a safe place.
Hodor?
Hodor.
Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Coffee cup?
Oh, God. Water bottle.
Starbuck?
Yeah, it was horrible. Are we going to talk about season 8 ever?
I don't watch that show.
I've never seen a solid minute of the damn show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I'm all caught up, man.
What was the last season? 6 or 7? I forget.
I think it was 7.
So 8's going to come out in the next, like, 5 years, right?
Yeah, sometime into the next 5 years. And, yeah. Oh, man. Just,
it'll be 7
was a ride.
You turned a guy into Dave Grohl?
Dude, when they cut the guy's head off in the teleport things, that did it for me.
Did they set the record for like the longest callback or the deepest callback?
Dude, so this is my problem with Venture Brothers. I forget half the shit they're calling back to because it was 12 years ago.
Right. Right. Yeah. When they call back to him, yeah, with the manatee guy or whatever.
Yes.
I couldn't even remember the episode. Like, I had to go back.
It was the sea cow.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know that happened, I just don't remember it.
Right. Like, I had to Google it. I'm like, oh my God, shit. This is like a callback to season one. This is from like 2005, and we're only seven seasons
in. So, Doc is at Dragon Con every year. And he's always like, you know, trashing on people who bitch about them not doing their seasons in any type of timely manner.
Yeah.
And he's hilarious when he does it, but the people who bitch have a point.
Yeah.
The last season was all about callbacks, but I don't remember any of that shit.
Yep.
Right. And then I got to go back and rewatch the older seasons, which I wouldn't hate doing. It's just I never have the kind of time I used to just
exactly.
Binge, you know what I mean?
If you want to be a fan, you got to earn it.
Yeah. See, I cracked the code with that one.
Yeah. Because
he had said it at one of the New York Comic Con panels. He was like, we're never going to answer the. Is this character coming back? You know, kind of question. So when I started interviewing them on the red carpet at Comic-Con, I was starting to ask those questions and I really wasn't getting anywhere. So
you
then little by little, I just started asking random questions. Like I just brought up recently, cause someone brought up, when Doc Hammer had the Twitter where all he did was tweet about his bowel movements.
Yeah.
So we discussed that for like a minute, and it was the same year that the Halloween Whopper came out that was turning people shit green.
So we
started talking about that.
So seeing them live, like Doc is just a straight up stream of consciousness. There is no plan. There's never a syllabus for their panels. He just goes, and it is brilliant, but very fucking weird as well.
Yes.
And I feel like that's why you go. That's why you see them, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's always fun, but it's like, okay, just maybe stop doing cons. Maybe make some more shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. I don't know.
I mean, it is. I mean, they revealed a lot of stuff this season, and it's like, I'm going to forget all this shit by the time the next season comes out, you know?
That's why they put them out on DVD and Hulu.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I keep wondering if they're going to drop all the Adult Swim stuff from Hulu since Disney is the majority stock owner of Hulu.
Good, bring it to Netflix.
I didn't know that.
Warner Media is developing their own streaming service.
Oh, God.
And they own Adult Swim?
Yeah.
So what's everybody's price point when all this bullshit happens, when every single fucking network has their own streaming service? What would the price point be to actually sign up for more than one of them? Because 10, 15 bucks a month, suck my asshole.
Yeah.
That's what Warner Media, they're rumoring like that's going to be like the most expensive because they're going to have like different packages since Warner Media owns HBO. Owns DC Universe, owns Cartoon Network Adult Swim, owns TNT.
My other prediction with all of this is they're going to do that bullshit thing where they're going to blame the consumer and say, you guys wanted this. You wanted us to stream everything. Here we are. We're streaming it, and none of you assholes signed up for it.
Oh, you mean like CISO?
Yeah, like that's.
Although,
that's
in fairness, CISO was like $3-4 a month. I loved.
Was that Dan Harmon's thing?
He had a show on it. That was the one. It was Universal owned it, and all they did was stream comedy. So it was like Kids in the Hall, Monty Python, SNL. You had a lot of the BBC stuff: Mighty Boosh, Blackadder, Dark Place.
But they realized there's like limited money in this.
That's what it was. And then they're like, well, your last month is free and we're shutting down after the last month.
It's like people that podcast and think they're going to get rich off it.
Yeah, where's my money?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, patreon.com/ACPN.
Ah.
Woo. Or
fly
it's
Matt
like,
out to your house.
Yeah. If you want me to come visit you guys. donate to our Patreon, and I will.
And this Patreon is for both shows. $1 gets you a lot of perks, including access to our archives of Adventure Club and Swimcast. Also, if we meet a particular goal each month, we will start doing both of these shows live.
What's our goal, John?
$25 a month.
Oh, yeah.
So we need $23 more per month.
Come on, people.
You could do it. It's a dollar a month. What the hell?
It's for a good cause.
It really is, because we're not pocketing the money. It's sitting in there.
Well, I feel like John is pocketing the money, but it's okay.
It doesn't go in his pocket, that's for sure.
It goes somewhere.
It is in the Patreon piggy or whatever it's called.
Where do you stick that money?
As pennies, yeah. I'll tell you where to stick it. What?
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, we're going to, we're using that money to fund the network that is growing. In fact, we are growing bigger and better each day.
And it is growing. We are having more people on it. And more podcasts.
We added a bloke from Scotland.
I feel like they're going to use the C word quite a bit, but it's okay because they're Scottish.
What, cunt?
Yes.
Whoa!
I used that in my wedding vows.
I would love I to. Adopted that cunt. Would not work for me.
Because, no, like...
I hope our guy from Scotland doesn't hear this and hear me doing my bad accent.
Yeah, don't do the accent.
He's going to be like, why did I join this network?
Why?
When Adam and I started talking after 5 years of not talking, he quoted Bill from Kill Bill and said, you're a good person, you're my favorite person, but sometimes you can be a real cunt. And that always stuck with me. I was like, aw, that's really sweet. So I quoted him saying that in my wedding vows, and his grandfather was the only person that didn't hear, and everybody else is cracking up, and we're renewing our vows next year, and he's like, don't say cunt. And I'm like, fine.
Don't say that in the Galbo household.
Yeah, don't say that in mine. I will be left abandoned. Yeah.
Hey, in my household, you can say whatever the fuck you want, even the hard R.
I'd Me rather too. Call the
Come
cunt
on
than
down.
I'm not a dog, but I've got a cunt.
We're having a frank discussion about the C word.
Oh, is Colleen coming in?
Yeah, she was starting to. She just walked away.
Hi, Colleen.
Matt says hi.
Hello.
Tell her hello for me and tell her she's beautiful.
Trish says hi and she says you're beautiful because
you're beautiful.
I said that too.
You're beautiful.
You didn't say that. That was all me.
No, yeah, I say that every day to her.
Every day you say
she just said yes. Yes, he does.
Good.
Never stop. Okay.
Anyway, that was the segment where I invite my wife to join us, but she went the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes, my husband is in
his office. She doesn't care for your online friends.
Ryan, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
We could hook you up with Andrea.
But he lives in Wisconsin.
Ryan, tell us about your dating life.
Dating life? I don't know. It's
Welcome to Tindercast.
Yeah, this is Tindercast. Or Grindercast. No judgment. What are you looking for, Ryan?
I guess I haven't been looking.
Have you heard of Tinder?
You don't have to.
Yeah, I have heard of Tinder.
Stop it.
Describe your ideal man, Ryan. Or woman.
It would be lady. Definitely okay, lady. I don't know.
Sorry, Matt.
Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Ideal lady? I don't know.
Does she watch Adult Swim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that has to be.
I mean,
okay. What about
culture shit?
She's 5'1".
Whoa.
She has huge boobs, and she's gorgeous.
Sounds great.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Is that like a top heavy?
Oh, whoa. And I get too. Now they're fucking hard M word too.
Oh, well, we don't use that word anymore.
We don't use anymore.
No.
Does standards and practice mean nothing to you people?
Standards and practices say we cannot use that.
It's
I
little.
Call
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that I actually did learn that, and I'm sorry for saying that. That is
I just
term
learned that 10 seconds ago, apparently.
Yeah. No, the M word is not one you're supposed to use anymore.
No.
I actually didn't know that.
Yep.
So I seriously challenge.
What about Munchkin? Because I call Angry on my Munchkin.
You can't use Munchkin either.
She's my little Munchkin, though. I love her so much. And so she's really angry all the time.
Emily. You never go full Munchkin.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe you're supposed to use little person.
Yeah. She's not that little.
Well, what's little? I mean, anything under 6 foot is little to me.
Yeah, she's 5'1", just about.
Holy crap.
That's Alexa Bliss height.
John Ooh. Made a wrestling reference there. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was porn.
I mean, it's really not that different.
I just remembered an Adventure Club topic I wanted to bring up and I forgot.
Oh.
Well, let's finish your thought about Andrea first.
Well, she's single and she's short and I love her. And she's coming out here for Labor Day.
Cool.
So I'm going to take her to Burger King for breakfast. Because Adam never wants Burger King breakfast and it's like my favorite thing.
Fried bread.
Oh, they have that French toast sandwich now.
They have a French
fried
toast
sandwich.
Oh, you didn't even know. Oh,
what part of the country are you in again?
California.
Diabetes. California, yeah.
Wait, isn't a French toast sandwich just a what are they called?
Yeah, I'm blanking on it too.
No, it's not Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo.
Not a Monte Cristo.
It is a Monte Cristo.
No. Monte Cristo has a sauce with it.
Yeah. Because
It's basically a Chris sandwich, except they changed it with French.
Plus, Monte Cristo has ham in it.
With the fried bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's diabetes waiting to happen.
I love Monte Cristo. Yeah.
It's fast food, John.
Monte Cristo is not fast food. That is.
Did you guys see the hotel for Taco Bell put out?
What? Yes.
No.
Taco Bell has a hotel now.
Ugh. That's
like
dumb.
What do they leave a burrito on your pillowcase or something?
Your pillowcase is a burrito.
Oh.
The whole bed. It's like that episode of Delocated with the burrito blanket.
This cocoon of like tortilla and like. Oh my god, the ice cream man. Sorry.
Dude, I would sleep like anything on that. That sounds wonderful.
And like you're encased in like cheese, blankets of cheese just oozing all over your body.
Engorged with that's my fetish. Mm.
And rice. But no beans. Slime. Beans are gross.
What?
What?
I don't like beans. What? I love beans.
All right, John, where do you find these people? Beans are essential.
Lima Pinto. I don't know the whole song.
All right.
Anyway, I do.
Where are we right now? Where are we right now?
I wanted to pose a question to everybody.
John, pose it.
Because I've been thinking about this for weeks because someone else asked the question. What is the most quotable movie of all time?
Predator.
Tropic Thunder.
Predator.
Predator?
Ain't got time to bleed. Pain don't hurt.
I don't know.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
The original question, they said Caddyshack.
For me, it would be Anchorman.
Anchorman is good.
Because Adam will be like...
Spanish.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah. Or like, he'll be like, when in Rome? And I go, yes. What?
Go on. Colleen still has not seen the first Anchorman. I dragged her to see the second one.
Napoleon Dynamite? Tina, God. Get some ham.
Get your fat lard.
Gosh.
Do what I've done. God.
You taking up any sick jokes?
For me, it's Predator. I can just whip those lines out.
Dylan, you son of a chopper.
So you just click the story and drop the six of us in a meat grinder. What happened to you?
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
I woke up. And so should you.
Something's out there waiting for us.
Really? Yeah, no, Predator.
Back!
Predator, 100%.
Have me some fun.
I mean, that's like half of the script right there for the whole movie.
Right, right. And we just quoted it. So
I also say Blazing Saddles.
Except half of it isn't quotable. Yes, in this
but I can't quote half of it anymore. Yeah.
What did he say? He said the sheriff is near.
He's at near. Yeah, you can't quote that without a bell ringing.
What's wrong with you? Can't you see that this man is a nit?
Bong. I think y'all have enough while I whip beans. This out. The whole fart scene just did it. Mm-hmm.
More beans, Mr. Tiger.
I think y'all had enough.
Someone's going to have to go back to the hideout and get a shitload of dimes.
You know, great movie, but I mean, Predator just does it, man. That's my vote.
I'm still going with Caddyshack.
Fair enough.
Scratch my anchor.
I don't hear anything from Caddyshack ever.
No, I don't either.
In my life.
That's what I'm saying. So, Predator, you hear get to the fucking chopper like randomly on the street.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that.
I agree.
I win.
I'll take a Predator.
All right. On that
shame.
Note,
I don't want to trade.
Anyone who's shaming me?
I don't know. I heard ding dongs.
I don't know.
Man, I'll give you a ding dong.
Shame on whoever didn't silence their phone.
John, or possibly Ryan.
Standards and practices.
Shame. Gee whiz.
God.
Shame.
All right. I think on that note,
you think we're done?
I think we're done.
I mean,
unless anybody has anything else. Trish.
Is there no one else?
Do you have anything else to bring to the table tonight?
No, I just want to talk about my cats and hug my cats and kiss my cats.
Well, go hug your cats. We're done.
All right, Ryan.
All this sea talk. Whee.
Ryan, what do you have to end the night with?
Cats and cunts and cartoons. Oh, my.
What do I have to end the night with?
Sure.
I mean, I probably have a beer to end the night with.
What's your nightcap?
Good way to end the night.
Yeah, I got these yuzu lagers I got at a Japanese food market.
Nice.
But it cost me like $23 for a 4-pack of them. I didn't look at the price before I brought it to the register, but
it's
because they're imported from Japan. So that's
why the price was in yen. So how would you know?
Hashtag can't hide money.
Right.
All right. Good stuff.
Yep.
Get to the plug.
Jason, anything to end the night with?
No.
All right, John.
Up your ass with mobile gas.
What?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that from Caddyshack?
No.
Oh.
It's from Predator.
What?
That was what the Predator said right before he killed Billy.
Oh, he said up your ass with mobile gas.
Up your ass with mobile gas.
No.
No.
That was from the movie Envy with Ben Stiller and Jack Black.
Everyone saw. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Classic.
Movie. Yes. It is. Oh, I know what I could end with.
Hey, what if those crop circles are just ads for Target?
God damn it.
Yes. For those who, at home who don't know, I have Dana Snyder's Dennis Miller talking doll. It traveled the world.
Have you talked to Dana lately, dude?
No.
You should.
I should.
You should.
I probably should.
Bring him back on the show.
Yeah, John.
Sure.
That's something John refuses to do.
Yeah, no, he really won't do it.
No one gets on a podcast unless they're on the network.
Right?
What? Stop.
So, they're doing another GalaxyCon in Richmond, John, in February.
Ask me how much time and money I have.
John, I'll get a hotel room.
Plenty
there.
Of time.
It's an hour away from where I live. I'll get a hotel room. We can split it if you
Gross.
Want to.
Ugh.
And we can actually
share the burrito.
No, we'll get one bed. It's cool. I cuddle. But Yeah, no. I'm very warm.
Will you tickle his back to help him fall asleep?
Yes.
Aww.
He'll put his CPAP on him.
But that's in February, John. Why don't you come down and hang with Guy and Dana and the rest of us? And Edler?
Perhaps.
That's not a commitment.
We'll see.
That's
John has
commitment.
Problems with commitment.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing that now. He really does.
Well, no, I'm just distracted because I have to fix Dennis's head now.
Oh, God damn it.
Stop playing with your Dennis Miller.
Yeah, seriously, put your doll down, dude.
It's not mine.
Put your doll down.
Put Edler's doll down.
Please, do not show us on the doll where he touched you.
Or do, slowly.
Great. I'm trying to fix the leg, and I broke the head.
All right. Wow. I think on
damn
that
it, note, John.
That's what I'm ending on.
Yeah, you broke the head.
He still talks, though, folks. I think.
I like to go an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth with terrorists, but every time I see them on TV, all the teeth are rotted out of their heads, or else they've lost an eye because they saw a chick's ankle somewhere along the way.
God damn it.
All right.
All right. I don't think we want to
get to the plug.
No, insensitive.
No, yeah. let's get to the plug.
All right. Plug something, John. Plug it hard.
You can listen to both of these fine podcasts. I assure you, they get better. At acpnet.net. You could also find other shows that may actually be better. And I won't go off the names, but there are many shows. You'll hear commercials for them later. We have Social Networks, Up the Kazoo, which you can also find at acpnet.net. And like I said earlier, patreon.com/acpn. $1 a month. You get some cool stuff.
All right. Trish, it's been a pleasure. Ryan, it's been a pleasure.
I have an idea.
What?
If you donate to our Patreon, I will draw a picture of my choosing and text it to you.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
So in other words, get Trish's phone number.
That's at the $1 tier?
No, let's call that 5 or 10.
Okay. Well, you got to pick one.
7.
Okay, $7.
$7 will get a dick pic for me.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I got a dick cake for my birthday.
Nice.
Man.
I'm not even making that up, my friend.
I mean, I might do a dick blacklight pic. I feel like, you know, that they takes it to another level.
Yeah.
One year for my birthday, Adam had them write happy birthday ass hat at my request on my cake.
Yeah. All
right. We called it a shot. That was my name. A shot. Because he's spelling it on the phone. He told me he was like, so I got to A-S-S-H and they were like, and then he was like, A, and they were like, oh, okay.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is that it?
Yeah, I guess so. It was good meeting you guys.
It was fun. We should do that in like another 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should cross the streams more often.
I enjoyed this. Perhaps. You guys brought a lot to our cast, and thank you for joining us.
We should all pee together.
I mean, I'm peeing right now. It's warm.
Are you washing your hands afterwards?
Oh, God, no. Dino.
God, no. I don't do that. Come on.
That's disgusting. You have to wash your hands. You've just been touching your dick.
Well, yeah, but it's clean.
Is it?
Yeah.
Typically, you don't, like, it sweat? Or
the
like
cleanest part on your body.
Yeah, no, seriously.
It's not exposed to anything on the outside world.
Right. I use a towel on that thing like 3 times a day.
A towel?
A towel.
So you wipe your dick off with a towel. Is it a clean towel every time?
Would you use a dirty towel on your sensitive parts?
No.
Come on.
I wipe their paws off and then I wipe my dick.
We didn't bring up Bush World.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Rick and Morty.
You're going to die today, Morty.
That's pretty quotable.
Going to Bendigo.
God damn it. No, we're not doing that. Come on.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Put a witch dick
bonus content.
I think I'm done on that.
Why?
So.
Yes, we're done. Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks. Thanks.
No, I filled it with diesel.
Damn it.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye for now. Good night.
Bye.
This has been an Adult Swim Central production.
This is Sean.
And Chris.
From the Childhood Remastered podcast, where we look back on the TV shows and movies from our youth to see if they're still worth a damn.
Or not.
Or not, which is far too often the case.
You can listen to new episodes every Thursday, where we overanalyze some of our favorites.
And not so favorites.
And hopefully make you think.
And laugh.
We'll revisit the best and worst of Saturday morning cartoons.
Nickelodeon and Disney.
A couple of movies our parents probably shouldn't have let us watch.
Yeah, there were definitely a few of those.
And you can check us out at childhoodremastered.com.
And remember, we're ready to believe you.
Wait, what? Isn't that Ghostbusters?
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the Future? What are you doing?
I don't know how to end this.
ChildhoodRemastered.com.
Wicked, wicked, wicked!
Hi, I'm Angry Man.
And I'm Gidget Von LaRue, and we have an 80s movie podcast called the Retro Cinema Podcast.
We talk and give trivia, well, just a little bit of trivia, on 80s movies that we both watched back in the 80s.
We cover all genres, including comedy, horror, drama, fantasy, musical, animation, action, and even film noir.
Yeah, we cover them all. So you can find us at theretrocinema.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn.
Klopak, is that Slavic?
No!
Give us a listen.
ACEN.